Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
If you would like to participate in some of the upside, but never the downside, and get a reasonable range of return and a guaranteed lifetime income that you can't outlive, then you're at the right place. It's time now for the original Safer Money Specialist, Mr. Ron Grant.
And we are here on another Saturday, pretty good looking Saturday, little cooler than the week, but it's nice out there. Good times to be had throughout Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. We are with Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. This is your ninth year, starting off ninth year here on KVTA.
I know, I can't believe it. Where did the time go?
Yeah, it goes by fast.
Yeah.
You've been helping our listeners keep their money safe for all those years. Congratulations.
Thank you. Fun times. Yes, we've had a good time.
Many car shows,
many good times, many dinners, many lunches we've all had fun at. Yes, it's awesome, man.
Yeah, all sorts of stuff that we have done in the community, and it's always great to see you around. We're going to talk about a couple. We have things even this weekend.
Right now. Yeah, in fact, there's a show going on right as we speak. I'm going to go after we're done today. I'm just going to cruise by and see what kind of cars were there. But Santa Susana Kiwanis car show at the Junkyard. The Junkyard is a cafe, and it's at 2585 Cochran Street, Simi Valley. If you get a chance, drop on out there. It's in the back. In the front is the hot dog place, Cupid's. And we all remember Cupid's. It's there. And then in the back is the Junkyard Cafe. So hopefully you go in there. And then tonight, in your neighborhood, Elkins Ranch Golf Course. It's going to be from 3 to 7. So anybody wants to cruise out there, it's always nice because it's on the grass. And then you got the Burger Shack over there that you can head on over there and grab a burger. And then tomorrow, I believe this car show is sold out. I don't think you can enter anymore, but you can certainly go by. Bring the stroller. It's a street fair. It's a 25th annual Rotary Club of Westlake Community Street Fair, classic and exotic car show. It's from 10 to 4 tomorrow. It's going to be on Agora Road and Lakeview Canyon. Rain or shine, they're going to be out there, and the money that they're going to raise is going to go for the Borderline Bar and Grill, the Canine Warriors, Meals on Wheels, and Feeding the Homeless. Oh, and let me digress a minute. Let me back up, I should say. The Junkyard Cafe, the Kiwanis, the proceeds of the event will be benefiting Simi Valley Children's Programs and many other community needs. So, again, usually car shows are done in a charity fashion, which is good. We get to come out. We get to see some nice iron. You get a chance to win a trophy or a plaque if you're bringing your car. But it's usually going to benefit some organization, some group of people, something that is good to give back. You know, I always say car people are one of the nicest groups of people I've ever met. They'll take their shirt off their back for you in most cases. They're really good people. And, you know, if you ask the guys, they may have more knowledge than you on working on cars, or you may be stumped on something. Ask them. They always like to help you. So it's cool. If you get a chance, get out and see some of these things today and tomorrow, and have a good time.
That's what you got to do.
Yeah.
Get outside. That's what we do here in Ventura County. And one of the best places, the great outdoors, is any car show that is happening in the community. So we'd love to see you out there enjoying the people that put a little bit of work into their cars and just want to show them off every once in a while.
That's
what they do, and that's their passion. Everybody should have a passion.
That's right.
Just something.
Yeah. Get a hobby.
Your car.
Yeah.
That's yours, right?
Go bowling, yeah.
Got a dog. Bowling's great.
Yeah, and we've been bowling, and, you know, I hit a 105 game the other day.
Ooh, 105. Smoking.
Don't make fun of me.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Well, you know, we just go for fun. I mean,
that's like a few spares. He had 105. Did you get a strike?
I had a couple strikes.
Nice.
Yeah. You know, I lucked out.
It's pin count. It's always pin count.
It's the pin count. Yeah, as a kid, I used to bowl
a spare,
lot. But
you need that high pin count on your next ball. Get a strike. You got the two. I bowled a lot when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Canal Village Bowl in Thousand Oaks.
Oh, God. That was years and years.
Yeah, it was our place.
Jeez.
It went from that to a bookstore to now it's a medical place.
A medical thing, yeah. County. I think it's a county office. Yeah, for sure.
It's all changed.
Yes.
So we are here with Ron Grant. Hey, good news is you can hear Ron Grant 24/7 via the internet. The Safer Money Solutions show is on the internet. If you go to safermoneyspecialist.com, that's the website, safermoneyspecialist.com, Click on that LA Talk Radio icon, and bam, you got Ron Graham wherever you are.
That's right.
24/7. As long as there's an internet connection.
Right. Yeah, you got it.
You can get to Ron. Got a book that's available at your site, too.
Yeah, we do. If you you go into that website, safermoneyspecialist.com, over to the right, there's a button there that you can click on, and that's my other website. That's iwantincomeforlife.com. You can go there directly if you want, but most people go on my main site. They look around, check me out. There's a book there. First of all, there's a little one-minute video there that you can take a peek at, and then there's the book, 10 Things to Know About Retirement Income. And I'll tell you something. It's awesome. If you've already retired or you're getting ready to retire, I'd say in the next 3 to 5 years, download the book, print it out, read it several times. You can read it online too if you want to, but there's no charge for it. Take a look at it. And then if you have any questions, you can give me a call, 805-660-1313. You can also email me from my main website. That's safermoneyspecialist.com. And there's some great third-party educational information on my site. If you go to the top of the site with my picture, me with the microphone, next to my picture in red, it says if you own a 401k or 403b, click on here. That's the little 9-minute video from Steve Croft of 60 Minutes. Talks about the 401k recession. Now, I don't own one of those products, and I was very angry when I saw this thing. So if you own one of those products, you may want to take the minute and take a look at it and see what's going on with that. And then middle of the page, there's a little 4-minute video there, kind of like a cartoon, I guess it is. The financial planners are talking about how they've finally taken responsibility for doing such a poor job with your retirement. And then there's some email testimonials. There's some testimonials, call-ins off the radio. There's some great third-party reading and some educational videos there that you can take a peek at. And you can also email me from there. So if I can help you keep that money safe, give me a call, 805-660-1313.
Is there one picture in the book? Is there something? I always like...
What book?
Many people like pictures.
Oh, yeah.
Books online.
Yes, of course.
Oh, good.
There's photos. Of course. You like
makes
the book?
Me feel good about myself.
Yes, you like the book. You know, what was your, when you're in like, say, elementary school, what was your favorite book to read? Did you have a favorite book?
I read a lot of science fiction.
Did you?
When I was a kid, all science fiction.
I'll tell you what my favorite book was in elementary school was Curious George.
Yeah, that was good.
And I found a huge Curious George book at a garage sale many, many years ago, and I bought it for like a buck. Mm-hmm. You know, I just loved George. He was so cool.
Mine was, I remember the story specifically, Danny Dunn and the Anti-Gravity Paint. Damn. They created it, and they painted a spaceship with it, and it launched into the into space, and it was very creative, very fun. But that's what I read.
Head
all
of its time.
Science fiction. Yeah. Yeah, I definitely read that.
Cool.
A lot.
All right.
Yeah, and that was my mission. My dad would look at me and he says, "Why do you read that garbage? It's not true." My dad needed things that were true. He was a Scottish accountant.
Yeah.
He needed things that were true, not fantasy.
Well, he's a number cruncher.
Yeah, and it's true. It's got to be true.
People don't lie. Yeah. I mean, numbers
don't lie.
People do.
That's
so,
right.
You know, numbers are right there.
But that was my reading as a kid. It is Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. We are here, as always, on a Saturday. Always have a pen, have a pad of paper, something just to jot down some notes.
That's right.
You can't get it online, but you want to hear it. You want to write it down. We'll be back in just 60 seconds with Ron Grant.
Are you currently receiving steady paychecks? What about when you're retired? Will you receive a monthly check to cover your expenses and also have some fun? Ron Grant, the Safer Money Specialist, calls this mailbox money on his Safer Money Solutions radio show. It's the monthly check you'll receive throughout retirement. Ron wants to remove the stress from your retirement. He doesn't want you to worry about if the money will show up or how much money you'll receive. The only thing he wants you to think about is how to spend it when it arrives. Find out how to get enough money in your mailbox every month when you're retired. Call Ron at 660-1313. He has a retirement blueprint he will share with you. It will show you how to build a nest egg that will provide you with the guaranteed monthly income you'll need in retirement. Call Ron at 660-1313 to schedule a meeting and receive your retirement blueprint. Call now, 660-1313.
We are back with Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist, original on the air here for 9 years. But I know you started at least a week before that, and maybe longer until you found out about
KVTA. A week, I did. I got a week head start on it.
It was a while, and why? Yeah. First of all, how long and why did you get into the Safer Money program on helping people with their cash going into retirement?
Well, I actually got licensed in 96. You know, my dad, what happened was I used to own a mortgage company here in Ventura County, Camarillo Mortgage, past president of the Camarillo Chamber. I sat on some nonprofit boards, past Rotarian, great organization, by the way, here in Ventura County. And my dad had retired from Litton Data Systems. He was a sheet metal engineer, had a house paid for in Newhall, had a brand new Honda Accord. And he was doing a little traveling, nothing major, just going a few days here, maybe a week there and coming back. And the neighbor didn't see his blinds going opening and closing for several days. And he knew my dad had not gone anywhere because the neighbor, his name was Mr. Gump. He said, you know, and my dad always would tell Mr. Gump when he's leaving. So Mr. Gump called the sheriff. Sheriff came in, happened to peek down in the window there. He had a big hill, got up the hill, looked down in the window and saw a body laying there. Of course, that was my dad. And they busted through the door, took out the door jamb, took him to Henry Mayo Hospital. And they called me and the doctor says, you know, your dad could live a day. He could live 10 years. We don't know. You know, he's had a pretty good stroke. And so my dad actually lived 8 years in a facility. He was paralyzed on the left side. We started him out in Glenwood. We used to live in North Oxnard for 8 years, and then we moved to Camarillo, and then we moved to Thousand Oaks. And I moved him over here to Victoria Care here in Ventura, and then, of course, he passed away. My dad had car insurance, he had fire insurance, he had life insurance, he had health insurance, he even had earthquake insurance. But my dad did not have long-term care insurance. And we know that long-term care is really the only thing that could wipe out your assets and take away your freedom, because it can continue on and on and on. I said my dad was in a nursing home for 8 years. And what happened is we had to deplete his liquid money first, and then we sold his brand new car, then we sold his home. And when he got down to $2,000 to his name, we were allowed to apply for Medi-Cal here in the state of California. Other states, it's called Medicaid. And went in, filled out some paperwork, had to watch a video. They want to know everything about, you know, my dad, where his money was, what he did, everything. Just, it was crazy. It was a long and in-depth process. And then finally, he was approved for that. And each year, he had to requalify. If anybody left him any money, then they had to suck that money down before Medi-Cal would come in. So I couldn't help my dad. My dad had already had the stroke. My dad had already had to go through everything he worked for 45 years. And I couldn't understand why this had happened, because my dad was a pretty smart man. In fact, the older I got, the smarter my dad got. If you parents out there can identify with that statement. Like I said, he had all the other types of insurance, and I just didn't understand. So I started doing some research, and I found a company called Amex Life, which was American Express. And then they became GE, then they became GE Capital, then they became Genworth. Well, I went out and got licensed, did the course, studied hard, got my license, and I started helping people with long-term care insurance, protect their assets, and give them freedom to choose where they get care. It's so important, because you don't want to be a burden to your children. You just don't. And by the way, children are not caregivers. I can't tell you how many people out there have had broken hips because taking their parents in and out of bathtubs where they've slipped and they broke their hip. So we're just not caregivers. We're bakers. We're mechanics. We're hairdressers. We're attorneys. We're all kinds of different things. You know, we're not really caregivers. So I started helping people protect their assets and with long-term care insurance. And I was actually working for GE, which at the time was a great company, still a great company. But I didn't realize there was other companies out there that could offer offer client stuff too. So I started researching, and I found other companies. And that's when I decided not to be a captive agent. A captive agent gets his car paid for, maybe gets an allowance, a gas allowance, gets a desk allowance, gets a cell phone allowance, maybe gets medical and dental and everything. But the problem is they want you to sell or push their products. And I just felt that one company was not right for everybody. So I went out and opened up my own agency, and I started dealing with 7, 8, and 9 companies, helping the clients protect their assets and get them freedom to choose where they get care. End of 07, maybe the beginning of 08, I realized that all the people that I had helped with long-term care insurance. Now, keep in mind, these people are paying premiums to protect their assets and to give them freedom to choose where they get care. Well, they were, where was their money? Their money was in risk. What do we know about risk? Stocks, bonds, mutual funds, variable annuities, gas, oil, ETFs, GLDs, REITs, real estate trusts. This is all things you can lose your money, your principal, your gains, and you're paying fees in. So all the research that I've done for my own money is what I talk about at all my dinners that I've done for umpteen years and what I talk about on the radio show for 9+ years. See, I talk the talk and walk the walk. I have three of these safe index-linked accounts. I have one fixed and two index, I should say. And the reason I do is because I'm too old to lose my money. I was in Wall Street. You know, I was in mutual funds and all kinds of stuff, you know, had a financial planner, a broker, that type of stuff. But I got tired of the fees, and I got tired of the fees eating away my returns. And then I got tired of the losses. And I said, this doesn't make sense. So my money's safe now. It's all protected. And that's what I've done for the clients that I put in long-term care insurance. And then, of course, it grew from there. You know, I've been helping people for a long time, probably 10-plus years with the safe products, the safer products that we do. And, you know, all the dinners that I did and all the lunches that I did, these were things that I'd help people with, protect their assets. And now it's nice because we all sleep at night. You know, back in 08 and 09, some of the people that I helped on early on, you know, they got zeros. Well, a zero is always better than a loss. I mean, anytime that you can not lose your principal and your gains, and Wall Street can't say that. I can say that. My stuff is guaranteed. It's backed by major insurance companies. You know, if you don't want to lose your principal or any of your gains, and you want to stop paying fees, then you need to get out of Wall Street. It's that simple. You know, there's oranges and apples. And, you know, Wall Street has lost your money, not once, but twice in the last decade, almost 50%. You know, that program that I told you about as we opened up the show that's up on my webpage, Me by the Microphone. It's in red. If you own a 401k or 403b, click here. That 401k recession, when I first saw that from Steve Croft to 60 Minutes, I was very, very angry because all the people that entrusted their money into the 401k process and then lost it, and some people were devastated. They lost everything, their homes, their cars. They had to move in with family. You know, as you get older, stop chasing returns and worry about getting a guaranteed lifetime income that you can live on. You know, the financial planners and stockbrokers really don't like what I do because they're not fee-driven. You know, they're all fee-driven. They like the fees, the fee. And that's not that little French poodle down the street. That's money you're paying out of your pocket. And by the way, those fees compound. Yes, they do. You've heard of compound interest? Well, welcome to the compound fee world, because that's what's happening. See, I get paid if I help you with a product, a service, or an account. And, you know, it's funny, in the last 2 or 3 years, well, maybe even longer, maybe 3 or 4 years now, a lot of the brokerage houses have taken on some companies that offer fixed index annuities because they're tired of losing money to guys like me. Okay. And you know, in 2017, I'm in a marketing group out of Kansas, and there's 300 of us. And in 2017, we took out of Wall Street and moved into indexed annuities, $5.7 billion with a B. But last year, 2018, we took $6.7 billion out of Wall Street. Now, what do you think these people know that you don't know? Why do you think they moved their money out? Why do you think my money's in fixed indexed annuities? I can put my money anywhere. I want to sleep at night. I don't want to lose my money. I work too darn hard for it just to throw it away. And that's why my money and my clients' money is backed by major insurance companies, and it's safe. You know, a lot of people have tried to copy what I do, and a lot of them out there have signed up for companies, but they don't have the top companies. Why? I do not know. I have no idea what their situation is there. I deal with the top 5 to 6 companies each and every day, and they have to earn our business. It's got to be right for the client. See, I get paid from the insurance company, like car insurance, fire insurance, life insurance, health insurance, long-term care insurance. And we get paid Agents get paid if we help you with a product, a service, or an account, and it comes out of the insurance company's marketing budget. That's how they market, is through agents like myself. Where the financial planner, the stockbroker, all those guys and gals, they get paid by fee. They're fee-driven, either asset under management, they're charging you fees when you buy and sell. These are things, and that's how they make their living, and that's okay. Listen, everyone's entitled to make a living. I will defend their right to make a living all day long. But when there's a way out there that you can still participate in some of the upside of Wall Street, but not the downside of Wall Street, and don't pay any fees, it's a no-brainer. Yep, no-brainer. It's real simple. That's why I do this. I help these people get their money out. The people that really want to protect their assets, they come with me and we help them. So if I can help you sleep at night, if I can help you get a reasonable range of return and stop paying the fees that you are paying that takes away from your returns, if I can help you not lose any more of your principal, it's just too hard to make. It's too hard to make and keep. Why do we want to just throw it out away? Doesn't make any sense. Please give me a call, 805-660-1313, and let me help you.
It's got to make sense.
Well, it does to me and my clients. And you know what? As I said, $6.7 billion out of Wall Street last year. I mean, these people know what's happening. And you know, Warren Buffett's got somewhere between $400 and $500 million in an indexed annuity. He's a sharp man. I mean, this guy is invested in everything. But he knows some of his money spent has to be in safety. Has to be.
Has to be.
Yeah.
If you got that much.
That's right.
Why not?
Why not? I'd like to be a fly on the wall at lunchtime with this guy just to pick up something from him. You know?
And he lives humbly.
He does.
Pretty much.
Same house.
Yeah.
40
years. Against his wealth.
Oh, my God.
When you look at what some of the rock stars and rich folk have, heated driveways, stereos in their swimming pools,
yeah.
He lives humbly. Let's talk about 401ks. Everybody thinks they know about a 401k.
Yeah.
Because so many workplaces offer them.
Sure.
So what is your 401k? What if it's being mishandled? Mm-hmm. Will it fail you in retirement? Overall view of 401ks.
Well, and you know, as you said, a lot of people do have 401ks. And a lot of people don't really realize that the 401k was never, ever designed to be a retirement plan. It wasn't. It was designed to be a savings plan. You have a three-legged stool, Social Security, saving, and pension. Now, Wall Street got together with the business community back in the mid-70s, I want to say 73, 74, and the business owner said, listen, we cannot continue to fund these pensions because they're so expensive. So what can we do? And they all came up with this 401k idea situation where Wall Street was the benefactor big time. I'm talking big time. There were some dogs out there that were stocks and bonds and stuff that should never even been offered to the public. And that's what I've read. And remember, when I speak about things, this stuff is written down somewhere. I don't just spew it out of the top of my head. So the 401k was set up to help people, and it was also set up from the employer so they don't have to use pensions, and so that they can hire people, and so they can retain people. But the 401k was just designed to be a savings plan. You know, most people that are working and saving for retirement today really don't have much experience with a pension, because a lot of companies aren't offering them. In fact, the majority of people will never have the experience with a pension, nor the security that a pension check brings to millions of Americans who already in retirement. Instead, the 401k count, or what is referred to as the defined contribution planning, rules the retirement roost right now. Yes, it does. Many years ago, companies began the slow but transition away from the pension plans and defined benefit to the world of the 401k. And that's what we talked about, because it was just too expensive. Unfortunately, today, it seems though the 401k system could really end up hurting a whole slew of people. Today on the show, we're going to examine the shortcomings of the 401k system and also show you, make sure that you're able to take control of your financial future when it comes to retirement. So that's what we're going to take a look at. You know, do you have some or all your money inside a 401k? Does it represent a large portion of your retirement nest egg? How about those who have already retired? Do you still have money in a 401k? Have you rolled the 401k plan over, made it an IRA? See, that's what I do. I take you out of the 401k, the risk and fees, and we make it an IRA for you, which is nice. And that's something that we can talk about. The 401k, you know, it makes up a large portion of the retirement nest egg. So if you have your money in a 401k, please listen up and take some notes today, because this is the situation. The fact of the matter is the 401k system and the financial strategy is often attached to many, putting you at severe risk of falling drastically short in your retirement. So we want to help you identify the risks and face and develop a strategy that will assure that you make it through your retirement, okay? Now, don't get alarmed. We're not saying that if you have a 401k, you're destined to fail. That's not what I'm saying. We're saying here that we've done some research and we've read a lot of stuff, and we see the data that supports the idea that the 401k-based retirement has a lot of potential risk when compared to the pension-based retirement. So do yourself a favor. If you have any questions, of course, you can always call me, 805-660-1313, and then I can try to help you. So we want to stress that we have plenty of clients that we work with that have had a large portion, if not all, their retirement in 401ks before they retired and when they retired. And, of course, what we do is we help them avoid the risks and the pitfalls that we're going to talk about today. So don't fret. We're here to help you, and we're going to take care of it for you. So how the 401k could fail you in retirement. What is the 401k? Well, to make it simple, 401k account was designed years ago, like I told you. It was supposed to be a supplement to your personal savings, not a retirement plan. Underline that. Let's repeat that. Not a retirement plan. Your Social Security and pension that your employer would pay you to retire. That's what you've got. It's a supplement to those things. Okay, that's what it is. So what has happened in the time since these accounts were born is about to close to the opposite of what you would have expected. What is supposed to be a supplement to your retirement has become a sole component of your retirement. What was supposed to be an elected option for workers has become mandatory for most workers. What was supposed to be a large benefit to your retirement funds has become a stressful investment vehicle that most people have small knowledge and confidence in. Remember back in 08 and 09, almost 50% was lost in Wall Street. Okay, that's the situation. A lot of 401ks went down the tubes. Why is this important? It's important because the 401k quickly has become one of the largest assets that today's aging Americans have to their name. Companies over the years quickly determined that they could save a ton of money in expenses and liability potential by dumping their defined benefit pension plans and putting the defined contribution 401k plan in their place. According to the report from the Boston College's Center for Retirement Research, the percentage of private sector workers offered any retirement plan at all by their employers have plummeted since 1999, going from 64% to 43%. In 1983, 88% of workers were covered by pension plans for retirement. 26% of those also had access to defined contribution, which is the 401k type plans. By 2016, 17% are covered by defined benefit pension type plans, and only an additional 10% have access to both. The share of workers who have access to only 401k plans has risen from 12% in 83 to 73% today. So what do the numbers look like? Well, what do you think? It appears by the numbers that the pension plans have all but disappeared. The 401k account has taken over, and the number of people who have access to both the 401k and the pension is very, very minuscule. It probably wouldn't be as big a deal if the workers actually participated at levels that made any kind of difference, and therein lies the real problem. Even if the 79% of the workers who have access to the 401k aren't taking a full advantage, some people just don't participate because they're lazy. Some people don't participate because the fees and the risk. Some people don't participate because they can't spare the extra money. They're living from paycheck to paycheck. You know, this is a situation. They can't afford to funnel more money into their defined plans if they already are, or maybe not at all. According to Boston College, the median account balance for households aged 55 to 64 is about 135. When you consider that money is designed for the most to be only income supplement to Social Security, you have to understand that that type of account balance won't buy much income. At today's prices, interest rates, $135,000 joint and survivor life immediate annuity would only cover about $600 a month. You can't live around here for $600 a month. Ain't no way. In fact, if you want to, when you're retired, you need about 80% of your current income to stay here in Southern California on the coast. And it's going to get worse. It's not going to get better. Taxes and everything else are going to start eating away here. To make things worse, the lower and middle-income workers are truly struggling with the current system, while the higher-income earners tend to do much better simply because they can afford to participate as much more of an active rate. Among the lowest-earning workers, aged 55 to 64, only about 1 in 4 has a 401k, and the median balance is $26,700. Among the highest earning, 20% of the same age group, about 70% have a 401k, and the median account balance is $780,000. To make it clear, if you're fortunate to have made enough money to be able to actively participate and put enough money away into 401k, at the rate it would be allowed you to save a decent amount in your 401k, then you've done well. Think about this. If you have a 401k in risk and fees, and the market goes up and the market goes down and the market goes up and the market goes down, and if you did retire back in 08 and 09, how do you think your retirement living was going to go, losing 30 to 50%? Probably not too good. So what we do is we take people out of the 401k and we make it an IRA, and we take them out of the risk and the fees, and we set them up so they have a guaranteed lifetime income, just like a pension. Who knew that we could do that? I knew. I know, because I do it every day. I can take that money out of the 401k. We have a product right now that's paying a 22% bonus when you roll it over. What's a bonus? A thank you for moving your money over. That 22% is compounding. But that's not the best part to that product. The best part to that product is each and every year that the index or indices does something, like the S&P 500, like the NASDAQ 100, like the Dow Jones Industrial, et cetera, does something, you get a 50% bonus. And that's compounding. It's powerful. This is an income-producing product that will pay you a guaranteed income for the rest of your natural life. And when you've passed away, your beneficiaries will get the balance. I used to joke when we did our dinners, and I'd get to that part, and I'd talk about when you pass away, you know, and they'd say, well, wait a minute, where does that money go when I pass away? And I just look them dead in the face, and I say, oh, it goes to me. And they go, what? And then we start laughing. Doesn't go to me. It goes to your beneficiaries, whoever you designate to do that. Other things you need to pay attention to in your account, keeping track of the fees. I can't stress this enough. You've heard me say this, fee. It's fees everywhere. First thing you need to focus on is with your 401k, whether you have yet to retire, already retired, they are laden with fees, and fees can really eat away your earning potential and saving potential when compounding over years of participation. And if you don't think that you have fees in there, you are totally wrong. Get on the horn to whoever has your money, not the broker, not the financial planner that set you up, but where your money is housed. Go in there, take a sheet of paper, and have them tell you the fees, because you won't find it on your statement. They will add up, and you will drop your mouth going, mo, disbelief. I didn't believe I had fees. By the way, 83% of Americans did not know they were having fees in their 401k, their 403b, their 457, their TSA, their TSP, according to ARP, AARP. A ton of people like to think that they keep their money in there, in the 401k, even in retirement, that they can avoid paying a financial advisor and save money. This is quite the contrary. Inside your account, you mostly have chosen from what are called mutual funds, which are pooled investments that allow you to invest in stocks, bonds, markets in diversified ways. These investments aren't free. Even though the internal fees are disclosed to you up front, in most cases, the other fees are not. You need to talk about what the real impact to your 401k or your retirement is. That's why, in my opinion, if you've left the job or getting ready to leave the job, we should put that money in a safer place. You know why? Because you're not filling the pipeline up every day. You don't have a paycheck coming in daily, weekly, monthly, whatever. I can provide a guaranteed lifetime income through the insurance companies. We call it mailbox money. You go to your mailbox, you get a check monthly, quarterly, semi-annually, or you can have it EFT'd into your account, one of the two. It doesn't matter. But the money's there for you. And when you've passed away, your beneficiaries will get the balance, whatever's left in there. The nice thing about it is when the market gets to go up, we get to go up with it. We're going to get a raise, just like maybe you got at work. When the market drops, you stay level, and you lock your gains in from year to year. It's that simple. Don't take out more than 10% penalty-free, unless you want an income. That's fine. That's a different side. And don't break the contract early. We're not going to have any cost and fees. Now, there are some indexed annuities out there that offer income riders that have a fee for that income rider. And since I deal with all the top companies, I have both. I have companies that offer the income rider for fees, and I have companies that offer the income rider with no fees. And we would take a look at it and see what's right for you and your particular scenario. This is not cookie cutter, ladies and gentlemen. I know there's some agents out there and some financial planners and guys that try to make this cookie cutter. It's not. It's not a cookie cutter situation. Not one size fits everybody. And not all annuities are bad. Indexed and fixed are great. Can't lose your principal, can't lose your gains. Get a reasonable range of return and a guaranteed lifetime income if you want. Now, variable annuities are different. What's the word variable mean? Up and down, up and down. A variable annuity is an insurance product tied to Wall Street. And there's risk and fees. Don't do them. Never have, never will. Financial planners and stockbrokers like them because they're full of fees. So if I can help you get that money safer, sleep at night, get that guaranteed lifetime income if you'd like to. Remember, when we get together once a year, either over the phone, through the mail, or in person, we will never, ever be talking about your losses unless you break the contract early or take more than 10% penalty free. Remember, you have another way to take money. That's through an income. That's totally different. There's no penalty for that. If you don't do either one of those two things, we won't be talking about any losses because there won't be any. Give me a call, 805-660-1313, and let me help you.
And talk about help. When somebody's out there and they're looking for help on how to, either invest or save their money or get somebody to handle their money, how often do they actually look into the background of this person? It's interesting how often they don't. We hear that in the news, unfortunately, a lot. Why is that most important to you?
Well, first of all, last 2 years, Ben, you and I have talked about this. There's people here in Ventura County that have been arrested and prosecuted for taking people's money on false pretenses. They didn't check these people out. I meet with so many new people every week. And I got to tell you this, a lot of people are going to outlive their money for several reasons. Number one, they didn't start early enough. Number two, they didn't put enough away. Number three, they stayed in risk too long. But here's the thing that could really wipe out everything you got is getting the wrong person to deal with your money. You see, I believe, and this is what I do for my own situation, I check my insurance agent out twice a year. I go on the California Department of Insurance, I look at their license and I see, have they had complaints? How were the complaints handled? Have there been people that have they sued them? And that type of stuff. And you should be doing that twice a year to your financial planner, your stockbroker, your insurance agent. California Department of Insurance is where you would check out an insurance agent such as myself. FINRA.org is where you would check out your financial planner, your stockbroker. The people that lost money to Bernie Madoff many years ago made a big mistake. They wrote the check to Bernie and his company. I have my own corporation. You won't write a check to me or my corporation ever. Your money is with an insurance company. I'm just the tour guide. I'm helping you find the right product and the right company and helping you do that. God forbid I die tomorrow. I'm not ready yet. But if I did, your money's with an insurance company. And I believe that's important. If someone is going to touch your money, you should be checking them out. So if you go to my website, that's safermoneyspecialist.com, and up at the top there's some buttons and there's some ways to check me out. Click on the button. The first thing you're going to see is my mission statement and my philosophy on business. And I think if you're going to work with somebody, not just having someone work on your car or maybe someone doing dental work on you, but touching your money, I think is real important. You should know what their mission statement and philosophy is on business. A lot of people don't have that. They have nothing to do with that on their website, because I've perused a lot of different websites. Nothing on there about that. The second thing is a short bio on myself. Talks about me and my daughters. My one daughter, Ricky, works with me part-time. She's licensed. She helps me out, does the same stuff I do. And then the last way is ways to check out Ronald Grant. And the first way is through the California Department of Insurance. The bullet point by bullet point way to check me out. What are you going to find when you get on there? Well, first of all, you're going to see is my license current. I can't tell you how many times I've perused the site and saw inactive agents on there. And I know one or two is still doing business. At least they're projecting to do business. They're out there talking to people. That's against the law. Number two, you're going to see is my continuing education courses up to date. Number three, you're going to see the companies that I'm appointed with to help you. Because, see, I don't work for a company. I work for the client. And I get paid from the insurance company, and it comes out of their budget, not your pocket. Big difference, the way you pay your financial planner and stockbroker. Yeah, the money that they make comes out of your pocket. Then you're going to see, have there been any complaints from consumers? That's you guys out there. And if so, how were they handled? Then you're going to see, has the state of California Department of Insurance ever had to reprimand me for anything? And how was that handled? It's important that you do that. If you want to work with me, check me out first. And then underneath the insurance commissioner is the National Ethics Association, the NEA. Been a proud member for many years, and they've done their due diligence, and you can contact them. I've given you their 800 number. I've given you their website. In my opinion, you should be checking out your insurance agent, your financial planner, your stockbroker twice a year, because we don't know what has changed with them. And can they still work with you? Have they had a lot of complaints? It's your money. Where does the best financial advice come from, ladies and gentlemen? It comes from you, and you need to do your own due diligence. So if I can help you, go to my website, that's safermoneyspecialist.com, or you can call me, 805-660-1313, and let me help you.
Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist, and we will be back in just 60 seconds.
Hi, I'm Ron Grant. You know me from the radio as the host of the Safer Money Solution Show and as the original Safer Money Specialist. I'm focused on helping everyone who wants to retire one day and find a safe alternative to the risk and fees of the stock market. That's what I do. But what's in it for you? Why talk to me about your hard-earned money? The market's been up, so now is a great time to be a profit taker and take some of your money out of the Wall Street casino. As the original Safer Money Specialist, I'm focused on giving you some of the upside of Wall Street without the risk and fees and the downside. So call me now, 805-660-1313. That's 805-660-1313. We'll talk about a guaranteed lifetime income and how to keep your money 100% safe. To learn more, tune into the Safer Money Solution Show every Saturday at 10 a.m. And let's start planning your guaranteed retirement. Call me today, 660-1313, and I'll show you how to keep your money 100% safe.
And we are back with Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist.
You know, talking about the earthy songs, remember Melanie? Mm-hmm. I got a brand new key, the roller skates. Yeah. I love that, too. That was kind of cool. She had a great little voice.
Yeah, sweet.
Yeah.
And goofy. And that's what she was branded with. That was definitely a one-hit wonder.
Yeah.
And she had other songs, but that was a
Her biggie.
Mega hit.
Yeah.
It was huge. Yeah. Let's get back to business here and talk about the big word, diversification. Now, there's diversification that people talk about in the stock market. What you say is investing.
Yeah.
What do you think is true? And what do you know as true class diversification?
Well, and here's really how it breaks down. The brokers and the financial planners, when they say we're going to diversify you, they mean just different pots of risk. You know, and I love it when people come up to me or when I'm at their house and they say, you know, my broker's got me just diversified. You know, 200 people in the room, Christmas time, many years ago, doing a workshop. Lady gets up, goes to the back of the room. I thought she was going to the bathroom. She goes and talks to Michael. Michael was my appointment setter that time for the dinners. And she says to Michael, I need to know that I can take care of myself. I need to know that my money, my dignity money is going to last and that I don't have to move in with my kids. So I need to see Ron first thing in the morning. So Michael pulls out the appointment book and he says, well, you know, Ron's got appointments at 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, and noon. She says to him, then get him up earlier. So, true story, go to the lady's house, 8 a.m. I knock on the door. It's a wood case door with an opaque glass. and I see this kind of big woolly thing coming to the door. She opens up. She's in a white robe with pink bunny slippers. She gives me a left turn signal. We go into this kitchen dinette area where she has a counter. And on the counter was all these folders. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, what does this lady have? How many? What accounts does she got? She looks like she's got a ton of stuff here. Before my butt hit the seat, she says, "Now, Mr. Grant, I want you to know my broker's got me diversified." And I said, "Well, okay, let's take a look at what you got." So I started pulling out the statements, open up the folders, get the statements. And what she was in is just different pots of risk, 12 different mutual funds. That is not diversification, ladies and gentlemen. It is not. She said to me that, you know, I have light diversification, and I have some over here, it's medium diversification, and then I have over here a little more aggressive diversification. And I said to her, "What's the key word here that you just spoke?" And she looked at me and she puzzled, and I said, "Diversification is not it. It's risk. That's the word, risk. Risk is risk is risk. True class diversification is real estate, is liquidity, checking, saving, something you can get to within two days, let's say, is metals, gold, silver, platinum, to hedge against inflation, and is a good indexed annuity where the market goes up, we get to go up with it. Market drops, we stay level. That's the beauty of what I do, and that is true class diversification, and that's what your portfolio should have in it, not just different pots of risk. It doesn't make sense. If you're over 50, stop chasing returns and worry about getting a guaranteed lifetime income that you can't outlive. Somebody says to me, "I don't need another income. I got a pension and I got Social Security." So you're going to keep all your money in risk because you don't need another income? Doesn't make sense. Wall Street can't provide you with a guaranteed lifetime income that you can't outlive. It's up and down. It's up and down. It's the casino. You know, Las Vegas didn't build those hotels on your winnings. They built them on your losses. And the rule of thumb is when you gamble, is when you're up, take the money and run. Many of you right now are up. Since President Trump was elected, market's been doing well. I'm up too. And I don't pay anything to be up. And I don't worry about any losses because I never have any losses. You can't say that. So maybe you think it's time now to take some of the winnings off the table, out of the Wall Street casino, out of your 401k, your 403b, and make them, put them, keep them in a safer place. Only you can decide that. It is your money. But remember, the best financial advice comes from you. I hope you've done your due diligence. I hope you're prepared for another 08. Because if it happens and you've retired, it may take many, many years for you to come back. And maybe your retirement living may not go as planned. So give me a call if I can help you. 805-660-1313 is my number. Unless I'm on the radio or with clients, in the old days teaching a workshop, I do answer my phone except for Sunday.
Time's flying. We got to get to Chick-fil-A.
Ooh.
We have Ron Grant, the original Save for Money specialist. Hang on, folks. Chick-fil-A giveaway coming up next.
Come on up, Steve.
Hi, I'm Ronald Grant, the original Save for Money specialist. I'd like to introduce you to one of my clients, Pablo Ortiz.
Thanks, Ron. As my client, I appreciate your business. 6 years ago, I attended your seminar, and I was impressed, especially that you delivered what you promised. I'm so happy that I took some of my money and invested it with you in a product that has kept it safe and has actually grown it very nicely since April of 2011. I'm very close to retirement now and just couldn't afford to lose any of my money. Folks, I recommend this product, and most importantly, I recommend Ron Grant. When I went to a seminar, he bought me dinner, but today, he's made it even easier for you to hear about keeping your money safe. A one-on-one with Ron will make a difference in your financial security. Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. Call him. You'll be glad you did. And if you haven't written down his number yet, it's 660-1313. That's 660-1313.
It is time for Chick-fil-A.
All right, folks, here we go. If you want to be a winner, I'm taking the first two people that email me to Ron at safermoneyspecialist.com. In the subject line, write the word chicken. Make sure you put your name, your address, and your phone number, because I need to give that to Robert. Robert is the owner of Chick-fil-A here in Ventura, and those are his requirements. Plus, I need an address so I can mail them out on Monday to you, and I promise you I will do that. First two people get two cards, Chick-fil-A, breakfast, lunch, dinner. We're going to mix them up, and you'll have a good time over there.
Guess who's on the phone?
Who's on the phone? Mr. Will Hart. How you doing, Uncle Will?
Good, Ron. How are you? And by the way, I just put chicken in the subject line. So that's good.
You did? Oh, shame on you. Can't win. Oh, my gosh. Don't let him be. Don't fool with the people. We want them to win. How's your Saturday going, by the way?
Beautiful.
Good. All right. Well, I guess we're a little bit pressed for time today. So Will is my gold, medal, silver, platinum man, and he's helped me and he's helped a lot of my clients protect that thing that they have, whatever that portfolio is, and that true class diversification. We talked about metal. So what are some of the options people have to buy the physical gold, silver, and platinum, and how would you store them?
Yeah. So the two options they have is, number one, obviously a cash purchase. They decide on the product that they want. American Eagles happens to be our number one seller, and then we'll obviously box up whatever metals they like, gold, silver, bars, coins, ship it right to their doorstep for them to store it in a safe place. The other option is doing a tax-deferred, penalty-free rollover in a retirement account, and those metals can be, again, stored their preference if they have a storage place that they want to store it, or we, of course, recommend the Delaware depository, but in either case, they can protect cash, they can protect their retirement accounts, and that's 401k, 403b, whatever they want to protect.
And that's important for sure. Talk about, and then we'll let you go, the hedge against inflation. Talk about why that's so important to have metals in their portfolio.
Absolutely. So, of course, as the dollar continues to be devalued, I'm reading constantly about this credit bubble that potentially could be what the fuse that lights this next market crash. You want to make sure that you have something that's going to help diversify your portfolio. You want to have something that goes up when the market goes south. You want to have something that goes up when the dollar loses value. And gold has done that historically over thousands of years. That's what gold is designed to be, is that portfolio insurance or that hedge against inflation. So it's just, again, it's just a smart move to be diversified in different, pots of risk.
Yeah, and that's important. True class diversification is definitely important, so we make sure the clients sleep at night knowing that they can't lose their principal or their gains. And if you would like Will to help you get some of that gold and silver and platinum into your portfolio, give me a call, 805-660-1313. I will put you in touch with him. Like I said, he's helped me with my IRA. He's helped a lot of my clients. He can help you also. Hey, buddy, have a good rest of the Saturday, and stay cool.
I will. Take care, Ron.
Take care. All right.
Got another tune coming up here.
Good advice.
Do a car show for me.
Oh, car show. Yeah. Well, right now you're at Santa Susana Car Show. It's at the Junkyard Cafe, 2585 Cochran. And see me tonight, Elkins Ranch Golf Course in Fillmore, 3 to 7. And then tomorrow, got the big Rotary Show. It's going to be on Lakeview Canyon and Agora from 10 to 4. Hopefully you get out to one of those or all of those and have fun.
We got to jump. What is your contact information, sir?
805-660-1313. Let's everyone out there have a blessed day, and let's be kind to one another.
Are you currently receiving steady paychecks? What about when you're retired? Will you receive a monthly check to cover your expenses and also have some fun? Ron Grant, the Safer Money Specialist, calls this mailbox money on his Safer Money Solutions radio show. It's the monthly check you'll receive throughout retirement. Ron wants to remove the stress from your retirement. He doesn't want you to worry about if the money will show up or how much money you'll receive. The only thing he wants you to think about is how to spend it when it arrives. Find out how to get enough money in your mailbox every month when you're retired. Call Ron at 660-1313. He has a retirement blueprint he will share with you. It will show you how to build a nest egg that will provide you with the guaranteed monthly income you'll need in retirement. Call Ron at 660-1313 to schedule a meeting and receive your retirement blueprint. Call now, 660-1313.